We're just days away now from the first shipment of coronavirus vaccines arriving in Colorado. The delivery represents a major step forward in getting the pandemic under control.
And it couldn't come at a better time. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are still hovering around record highs in the state. KUNC's Matt Bloom has been following the vaccine rollout and is with us now for more. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Henry.
Tell us more about this shipment expected to come in.
It's 46,800 doses of Pfizer's vaccine, which is expected to get regulatory approval from the federal government on Thursday. Now, once that happens, the company plans to start shipping boxes of doses to states. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says it's going to pick up those doses from the airport and then distribute them to 8 regional hubs that they've set up. Here's Governor Jared Polis at a press conference on Wednesday talking about that.
For months, we've been carefully planning this process. We work closely with local public health agencies, providers, hospitals, many others. It's going to take everybody working together to make this happen and end the pandemic.
There are storage hubs in Weld County, Steamboat Springs, Vail, just to name a few of them. And these are going to serve as communities' centralized distribution points.
This all seems to be moving very quickly. Are hospitals prepared for how fast this is going?
It definitely is moving very quickly. A lot of the preparations for this have come together in just the last week. We know that hospitals have been conducting dry runs of vaccine deliveries to get ready. I spoke with Megan Champion. She's the director of one of the University of Colorado's College of Nursing's clinics in Denver. She says that she's confident in our hospital's ability to handle this first phase.
The major preparations that are in place right now are our logistic, storage, and distribution. We all know how to give vaccines and we all know how to run vaccine clinics. So I think the next step would be the dubiousness in the population and how do we handle folks who don't want to get vaccinated.
She says she doesn't expect that to be a big problem among professionals in the healthcare field who are first in line to get vaccinated, but it could become a problem once it's more widely available.
I want to get back to confidence in the vaccine in just a moment. But first, Matt, what can we expect the next month to look like?
Well, the state's already planning to order its second round of vaccines. This would be for Moderna's vaccine, and they're expecting to get around 95,000 doses of those about a week after the Pfizer doses arrive. After that, we'll start getting weekly shipments of vaccines from the federal government's Operation Warp Speed. And at least for the first few months, these doses are going to go to a very small group of people, healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Those will be administered by large hospitals and some pharmacies such as CVS and Walgreens. It's unknown exactly when the rest of the population is going to get their hands on vaccines. Right now, the timeline is late spring, early summer. So in the meantime, public health officials are really stressing to the public that the pandemic is not over yet. We all still need to wear masks, social distance, and keep living the way we have for most of this year.
Another unknown is whether all Coloradans trust coronavirus vaccines and will want to get one once it's more widely available. A recent poll from the nonprofit Healthier Colorado found that only 60% of residents would get a vaccine if one was offered to them. What kind of challenges could that pose?
The American Medical Association estimates that we need around 70% of people immune to the disease in order to achieve herd immunity. So if only half of the population gets vaccinated, then we're still in a situation where the pandemic is out of control. That survey you mentioned showed that vaccine confidence was especially low in Colorado's Black and Latino communities. That's likely due to a history of racism and medical research and distrust in vaccines from those communities. So you're going to start to see a lot of messaging from the governor and public health officials that these vaccines are safe and effective to try and convince people to get them once they're more available.
Well, Matt, I know you recently spoke with a doctor in Estes Park who is already educating her own patients about what to expect with the hope of building up confidence. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Dr. Erica Norris was one of the first people to sign up for a Northern Colorado trial of AstraZeneca's vaccine. She thinks that she got the actual vaccine because she had a headache and some pain at the injection site for 2 days after getting one. We spoke over Zoom and she wanted to share this with the community.
I really want people to know that even though it's unusual to develop a vaccine in a year flat, there's nothing hasty or poorly done about what's happening. The different steps and phases are being overlapped. They're being moved along at an efficient rate, but it's not like steps are being skipped, or I have no fear of these vaccines not being safe.
She's scheduled to go back and get her second dose in a couple weeks, and she says she's looking forward to that and also answering lots of questions from patients about the vaccine and her firsthand experience.
That's KUNC's Matt Bloom. He is covering the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in Colorado for us. Matt, I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Henry.